بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our deeds and the bad consequences of the things that we do. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, He has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was His servant and last messenger to all of humanity, to everyone. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. وقال الله عز وجل في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He advises in the Quran, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah as He is most deserving. And do not die except that you die in a state of al-Islam. Do not die except that you live in your life as Muslims. وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبات منهما رجالا كثيرا والنساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He further advises us, the meaning of which is, O mankind, have the taqwa of Allah. Once again, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah, who created you from a single soul. And this was our father Adam. And from him he created his mate. And this was our mother Eve. And from them both he brought about many men and women. And fear Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights from one another. And honor the family ties. Honor the family ties, for verily Allah is ever and all watcher over you. We have to honor our family ties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqu allaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا أَمَّا بَعْدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further advises us, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, once again have the taqwa of Allah and always speak the truth. Always speak the truth. It may be that He will correct for you your deeds and forgive you your sins. And whomsoever obeys Allah and His messenger, he has indeed achieved a mighty victory. And as to what follows, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah who blessed us all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah who blessed us to live to see such a beautiful day. And Alhamdulillah who's guided each and every one of us to al-Islam. And this is from the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is just going to be a reminder for us to be happy, to live a simple life, and be grateful and content with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you. Be happy to live a simple life. And be happy and be satisfied with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you. Yesterday we know that it was a holiday and it was Thanksgiving. And that's the day supposedly when the people, they supposedly give thanks to God for everything that He's given them. Every day that we wake up, brothers and sisters, is a day that we should be giving thanks to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be different from them. Every day that we wake up, we should say, Alhamdulillah, who's blessed me to wake up. We should say, Alhamdulillah, who's guided me to al-Islam. Alhamdulillah, who's given me everything that I enjoy. And inshallah, this is going to be the reminder for us today. Too many times we get caught up in the life of this world. Too many times we get caught up in wanting more. And we're not satisfied with what Allah has already given us. And when that have you stop and think, you'll realize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's already given us so much that we enjoy. But we take it for granted and we want more and more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كل متاع الدنيا قليل والآخرة خير لمن اتقى. Allah says, say, the enjoyment of this life, it's for a short time. The enjoyment of this life is for a short time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the hereafter, the akhirah is better for that person who has the taqwa of Allah. The hereafter is better for that person who has the taqwa of Allah. So Allah is reminding us, brothers and sisters, we're only going to be here a short time. We're only going to be here a short time, 60, 70 years. This was the usual lifespan of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of us, we may go further. Some of us, we may be here less than that. But the reality is, brothers and sisters, if you compare the time that we're going to be in this dunya to the time that we're going to be in the hereafter, it doesn't compare. So let's take our focus off of this dunya. Let's take our focus off this dunya. Already, most of us, we've already been here longer than we have left to be on here. Most of us, we've probably passed the midway point already. Some of us, we're getting past the 70 mark. Some of us are getting close to the 70 mark. How much longer do we think we're going to be here? Really? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by way of encouragement, وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ أَيْنَاكَ إِلَّا مَا مَتَأْنَ بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَحْرَةَ حَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ وَرِزْقُ رَبِّكَ حَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Allah says, and do not extend your eyes. Don't stretch your eyes to that which we've given to other groups. Don't stretch your eyes to that which we've given to other groups of the good life, of the good things in this life. Don't stretch your eyes looking at that we've given to them to test them. Allah says, to test them. And Allah says, in the provision, the risk that's with your Lord, with Allah, is better than that. The risk that's with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everlasting. Many of us, this is why we get caught up in the dunya, because we're so busy looking at what the other people have. We see somebody enjoying this, and that's what we want. Somebody's house looks like that, I want a house like that. Somebody's driving this type of car, I want that kind of car. Somebody's a successful businessman, I want a big business too. Somebody has this, somebody has that. And we're always stretching our eyes looking, subhanAllah, wanting what they have. And Allah is telling you, don't do that. We've given them this little part of the dunya, this little beauty of the dunya, to test them. And what's with your Lord, that's what lasts. That's what lasts, what's with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, we should reflect on this. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows our nature better than we know ourselves. And this is exactly what we do. Our eyes, that's the first step. Our eyes is the first step to wanting something that somebody else has. Brothers and sisters, let's not be like that. Because what we're doing is we're wasting time. One of the Muslims that lived before us, his name was Abu Darda. Abu Darda is a famous Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu Darda, he gave some wisdom one time to the people. And what he said to them was this. He said, I used to be a merchant, a businessman before Islam. But then when Islam came, I tried to be a businessman and I tried to take care of my Islam. When I found out that I couldn't do both, he says, I left the merchandise, I left the business, and I concentrated on my Islam. This is a very profound statement, but perhaps we can't appreciate it until we know who Abu Darda was. Abu Darda, radiallahu anhu, he was from the Ansar, the people that lived in Medina. Abu Darda, he had a best friend, and his name was Abdullah ibn Rawaha. Abdullah ibn Rawaha, he was from the very first Muslims. He's from the Muslims that went to outside of Mecca to become Muslim at the hands of Rasulullah. He was from the Muslims that went to Mecca. And they told Rasulullah, Rasulullah, I want to be Muslim and I will support you. From the very first Muslims, that was Abdullah ibn Rawaha. And him and Abu Darda, they were best friends. But Abu Darda, he was a mushrik. He was an idol worshiper. And even though his best friend became Muslim, Abu Darda, he wasn't really interested in that. He wanted to hold on to his way of life. Abu Darda, he was a successful businessman. Many times we think of the Sahaba and we think, well, they were poor people, they were slaves, they were this. No, many of them were rich. Many of them were like the people that you see today that have money. The people that everybody else is sweating, the Donald Trumps and the whoever, the people that have money. Some of the Sahaba were just like that. Abu Darda, he was from those people. He was wealthy. He was a wealthy businessman. And this is the same person that later on said, when I couldn't combine Islam with the business, I left the business. I focused on my Islam. So Abu Darda, he was a mushrik, he was worshipping idols. His best friend, Abdullah ibn Rawaha, he became Muslim. And of course, when he became Muslim, he wanted for his brother what he wanted for himself. So he was constantly giving him dawah. Constantly trying to talk about that, leave the idols, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Darda, he didn't want to hear it. One day, Abu Darda, he went to his business. But before he went, he did what he did every morning. Every morning, he went to his favorite idol, and he put the best perfume that he had on the idol. And then he put the best clothes that he had on the idol. And then he made sujood to the idol. He worshipped the idol. After that, he went to work. Here comes Abdullah ibn Rawaha, his best friend. He comes to his house. And he asked the wife of Abu Darda, is my brother here? She said, no. He said, can I come in anyway? So she said, yes. So she's taking care of the kids. Abdullah ibn Rawaha, he goes to the room with this idol. And he decides he has to do something to wake his brother up from worshipping this idol. So what he does is he smashes the idol. He breaks the idol to many pieces. And he leaves it there and then he leaves. When Abu Darda comes home in the evening, his wife is crying and she's hysterical and she's like in shock. And he says to her, what's going on? What's wrong with you? And she says, look at what your brother did to our idol. Look at what he did to our God. This idol was smashed up on the floor. Abu Darda, he goes and he sees it and he's mad. He's furious. He's going out to look for his friend, Abdullah ibn Rawaha. How dare he do this? While he's off looking for Abu Rawaha, he starts thinking to himself and he realizes, wait a minute. I'm worshiping this idol that's on the floor in pieces. If there was any good in this idol, he would have defended himself. I'm worshiping this thing that's on the floor in pieces. He couldn't do nothing to help himself. He said, what's wrong with me? So he goes to his friend, Ibn Rawaha, and he says, take me to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He becomes Muslim. He becomes Muslim. And that's when he said, when I became Muslim, I tried to combine Islam with my business. But he said, when I couldn't do both, I left off the business and I focused just on my Islam. And he was content to live a simple life. Before that, he had a life of luxury. Everything, big business. He had many workers working for his business. Abu Darda, radiallahu anhu, he said, after I became Muslim, I said, I want to move my business so it's right next to the masjid. And I don't care if I make a whole lot of money. It doesn't matter. As long as I'm there, so I don't miss any of the salat in the masjid with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's exactly what he did. He moved his business and he worked a little bit, but he was focused on his Islam. This is the man that years later would say to the people, when I became Muslim, I tried to combine my business and my Islam. And when I found out that I couldn't do both, I left off the business and I took my focus off to that and focused on my Islam. Brothers and sisters, this is the way that we need to be. We can't have both. You can't have both. If you're chasing the dunya, you're going to miss out on the hereafter, the akhirah. But if you focus on the hereafter, you're going to get whatever Allah has already decreed for you in this dunya. But you're also going to get the hereafter. But if you don't work for the hereafter, brothers and sisters, how can we expect to get it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Ar-Razzaq. Allah is Ar-Razzaq. Allah is the one who all the risk, all the sustenance belongs to Him. And Allah is the one that gives it to you, and gives it to you, and gives it to me, and gives it to everything and everyone in creation. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what we're going to get from this dunya has already been decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 50,000 years before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us into creation, He wrote in Allah al-Mahfuz, the preserved tablet, what everyone was going to get from Him. Everyone that would ever live, how long they would live, what they would get from their risk from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was already been written. We're not going to leave this dunya until we get exactly what Allah has decreed for us. And we're not going to get 1 cent more, no matter how hard we work for it. And we're not going to get 1 cent less than what Allah has decreed for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's already taken care of our risk. Now we have to take care of our akhirah, our hereafter. And that's what we have to work for, brothers and sisters. But in the meantime, we should be grateful for what Allah has given us. We should be grateful Allah, He already decreed what He was going to give us before we even came into creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already knew the sins that we would commit before we were even born. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He already decreed exactly what He was going to give each and every one of us. We should be grateful for what Allah has given us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذْ تَأَدَّنَا رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَقَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and remember when your Lord said, Allah is reminding us, and remember when your Lord said, if you are grateful to me, I will increase you. I will give you even more. But if you are ungrateful, then remember that my punishment is severe. Brothers and sisters, be grateful for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already given us. Be grateful and let that be enough. Focus your attention. And I say this to myself as I say it to you, because I'm just as in love with the beauty that I see out there. I see beautiful things and I want them too. But we have to remember, we have to remind ourselves, be grateful for what we already have. Wallahi, what we have is so much more than so many other people in this world. The things that we enjoy here today, we've got so much more than so many of our brothers and sisters around the world. Think about it. How many of us, we had a bed to sleep in last night? That's our bed. How many of us, we had a roof over our head? How many of us, we went to sleep and we slept because we didn't have to worry about somebody shooting and bombs dropping down? How many of us, we woke up this morning and we knew, okay, I know I got food in the refrigerator. I've got something to eat. SubhanAllah, how many of us, we got up this morning and we had clothes to put on? How many of us were able to get up out of the bed in the morning, period? All of that is from the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should be thankful to Allah. And we should be working for our hereafter, brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna waddallahi haqq. O mankind, the promise of Allah is true. Allah is reminding us, O mankind, the promise of Allah is true. What promise? The promise of Yawmul Qiyamah. The promise of standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The promise that we're going to be asked about everything that we did in this dunya. It's true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us, O mankind, remember the promise of Allah is true. فَلَا تَغُرَنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. So don't let this present life deceive you. Don't be fooled by this dunya that you see. And wallahi, that's what many of us we've done. We've been fooled by this dunya. Because as long as you're chasing, as long as you're wanting, as long as you're working for this, this and that, you're forgetting. You're forgetting about your hereafter. You're forgetting about the good you should be sending forward for your meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're forgetting that every day that you wake up is one day closer to your meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of us we think we're going to be here for another 50 years? 40, 30. Brothers and sisters, we're not going to be here that much longer. Wallahi, we're not. It's going to be like this. You talk to somebody who's 80 years old and ask them, how fast did it go by? They'll tell you, it went by like this. One day I was a young man, the next day I had children, and now I'm an old man. This is going to be us, brothers and sisters. Let's prepare for what comes next. And that's our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's be thankful for what we have right now. Wallahi, we have so much. We have so much. Be thankful for what you have and focus on the hereafter, inshallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said a very profound hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَدِبَّانِ جَائِعَانِ أُرْسِلَ فِي غَنَمٍ بِأَفْسَدَ لَهَا مِنْ حِرْسِ الْمَرْءِ عَلَى الْمَالِ وَالشَّرَفِ لِدِينِ. Very profound hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, two wolves, two hungry wolves, let loose on a flock of sheep. They will be no more destructive to that flock of sheep than a man's desire for wealth and position are destructive to his deen, to his religion. Imagine this. You have a flock of sheep, and you know the sheep, they can't really defend themselves. But Rasulullah said, two wolves, if you let loose two wolves, you just send the wolves in on those sheep. Those wolves will not cause any more damage to those sheep than a man's desire for wealth and position will do to his deen, his religion. And this is what our desire for this dunya does to our deen. When all we focus on is money and clothes and position and houses and property and this and this and this, that's destroying our religion. That's destroying our Islam because it's taking us away from that. We can't do both, brothers and sisters. So let's focus on what's most important, and that's preparing for the hereafter. How many Muslims, they sacrifice their Islam for the sake of wealth, for the sake of a job, for the sake of whatever? How many Muslims, they sacrifice their religion for something other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I remember a brother, I was talking to him, and we don't see him anymore. This brother said, I can't come into the masjid because I promised my wife I wouldn't go to the masjid anymore. He was married to a non-Muslim. This is what he said. I promised her I wouldn't go to the masjid, so I can't come anymore. SubhanAllah, this is crazy. But what about the person that says, I can't come to the masjid because of my job? I gotta work. I can't come to the masjid because of my business. If I leave my business, who's going to man the business? What about those Muslims? It happens. Brothers and sisters, let's not let that happen to us. Let's focus our attention on what's most important, and that's the hereafter, our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Akulu kalli astaghfirullahu. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man tabihum bi ihsanin ila yawm al-deen. Amma ba'd. Brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us how we can be grateful to Allah. Because many times we forget, many times we take the things that we have for granted, especially when we're looking at what somebody else has. These other people, they have this, this, and this. My neighbors have this and that. Their kids have this and this. My brother, he has this and I don't have it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us what the cure for that was. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idha nadara ahadukum illa man fuddila alayhi fil mali wal halqi falyandur illa man huwa asfala min." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you look at somebody and this person, he's been blessed by Allah, maybe with more wealth, maybe with better looks, maybe with more. He said, then turn around and look at somebody who is less than you, who has less than you, somebody who you've been made superior to. And this is what I say all the time, no matter how little you may think you have, there's always somebody who has less than you. And no matter how much you think you may have, there's always going to be somebody who has more than you. So when you look at that person, then turn around and look at the one who has less than you. And this will make you grateful for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. Wallahi, we should reflect. There's people in other parts of the world, they think we're rich. They think we're the Donald Trumps of this world. Why? Because we live in peace. Because we have security. Because we have food. Because we have running water. Because we have a bathroom in our house. Because our kids, they can go to school. Things that we take for granted. So let's be grateful for what we already have, brothers and sisters. And realize this, brothers and sisters, no matter how much we have, no matter how much Allah blesses you with, realize that if you don't focus and be grateful for what you already have, if you don't content yourself, if you don't make yourself happy with what Allah has already given you, you'll never be satisfied. You'll never be happy. You always want more. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ أَنَّ لِإِبْنِ آدَمْ وَادِيًا مِنْ ذَهَبٍ أَحَبَّ أَنْ يَقُونَ اللَّهُ وَادِيًا. Rasulullah said, if the son of Adam had one valley full of gold, imagine that. You know, like a valley is between two mountains. Rasulullah said, if the son of Adam had a valley and it was filled up with gold, he would want another one. This son of Adam, he would want another valley of gold like that. And this is the truth. How many of us, we already have things and yet we want better things? We already have a car, I want a nicer car. We already have a house, I want a nicer house. We already have clothes, I want some more clothes. We already have shoes, I want more shoes. I already have money, I want more money. We're never satisfied. This is the reality, brothers and sisters. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us what the end of that is. Rasulullah said, وَلَا يَمْلَأَ فَاهُ إِلَّا التُّرَابِ. Rasulullah said, and nothing is going to fill the mouth of the son of Adam except for dust. Except for dust. Nothing is going to fill this hole that wants and wants and wants except for dust, except for the dirt. When they finally bury us, that's it. Halas. Now I'm satisfied. Like we got a choice at that point. This is what satisfies. This is what finally puts a stop to that. What we want. So brothers and sisters, let's not be like that. Let's be grateful for what Allah has blessed us with. And inshallah, I'm just going to leave us with one more hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said this. Excuse me, brothers, I lost my place here. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, and this is what we need to remember. This needs to be our goal. When it comes to success in the dunya, this is what we should measure our success by. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ هُدِيَ إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ وَرُزِّقَ الْكَفَافَ وَقَنِيَ بِهِ. Rasulullah said, the successful person is that person who's been guided to Islam. The successful person is that person who was guided to Islam, and he was given enough provision to sustain him, and he was happy with that. This is the successful person, that person who's been guided to Islam, and Allah gave him enough provision. He's got what he needs, and he's satisfied with that. That's the successful person, brothers and sisters. Not the person who has this much in the bank, not the person that has so many houses, not the person that has so many businesses, not the person that has this and that, no. That person who's been guided to Islam, and Allah gave him what he needs for his provision, and he's satisfied with that. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be satisfied with all that he's blessed us to have. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us to be satisfied and to be happy and grateful for blessing us to be Muslim, alhamdulillah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to turn our attention away from this dunya that's going to be over like this, and instead to turn it towards the akhirah, so that we work towards the hereafter.